This is the Arcane Dice Podcast.
Deep below the city of Waterdeep lies the Ender Mountain, home of forgotten civilizations. Levels upon levels filled with monstrosities, madness, violence, and riches beyond belief. Home to Halaster Blackcloak, the Mad Mage. Those who enter are subjected to his whims and fancies, be they boon or bane. It's one gold for the ride down. How many are lucky enough to pay to come back up? The Arcane Dice Podcast presents Dungeon Crawl, Legacy of the Mad Mage.
Some snow. Ooh. And boy did I beat the shit out of myself yesterday.
Aren't you supposed to be like avoiding causing your heart rate to rise above a certain level and then kind of get stuck there? Isn't that your
I don't get stuck thing? It doesn't slow down.
Oh. Yeah, that's getting stuck.
So tired of shoveling snow right now.
Oh yeah,
it's a necessary evil. I'm just sore. We rock climbed for like 2.5 hours.
I think I shoveled shoveled my backyard like 12 times, like since Friday.
Your backyard?
I don't do my full backyard. I do like the front pathway and like in between my house and up to the garage door. That patio can fill up with snow. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, but it's all cement, right? And I gotta have a path all the way back to get to the driveway so I get to my car, and the path to the garage so the wife can get to her car. The dogs.
Then, of course, there's that whole flooding problem of yours. Flooding. There's the snow further away, so hopefully it gets into the ground table and moves away rather than.
Well, I mean, that flooding only seems to happen in those once every 100-year rainstorms we get every 5 now.
That's happened to you in like the last 2 or 3 years,
twice,
I want to say.
Twice in 5 years.
Jesus. That's too much. Yeah. Because for anything while I was shoveling, my neighbor thought it was his teenage son. Sorry, Morley.
Sorry, who thought you were a teenage son?
My neighbor thought I was his teenage son. No. He came around the corner and was like, Nick! And I like looked up at him. He's like, you're not my son!
I'm not!
Well, unless you're paying to shovel walks, then by all means, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Well, I always, because we have like the shared path in between the houses. So I'm like, I'm going to do my side. I'm going to do your side. Right?
Yeah, that's fair.
That's fair.
That's just neighborly, right? Mm.
Well, that's what I do out front of my house is I do halfway into each of my neighbor's yards, but I don't just shovel the sidewalk. I shovel the road. So I shovel halfway out the road and shovel all the snow out, because if we don't ever see a snowplow, like I think that one year where we had heavy snow like 3 or 4 years ago, we saw a snowplow once.
Yeah. That's I got it. The text message.
So.
Plus 1 minute. Phase 1. Meter roads and bus routes. Starting January 23rd.
Actually, I got to say, my back alley gets plowed more. Well, not yet this year. But... Everybody drink.
Freezing.
Are you plowing in the back alley, Dave?
My black.
Oh, no, he's getting plowed alley. In the back alley.
It's plowed more. Guys. Like the other year, I mean, it seems like
it's so
every
clean.
Other week the plow went through the back alley. I mean, and yeah, it's just a sanding truck with a blade, but.
This is just one of those happy little coincidences. That
did you feel relieved every time you got
every time.
Your back alley plowed there? Yeah. Oh, David, I love you. You walked right into that and you were like, yep, I saw what I did.
Yep. You got to roll with it.
Too late.
You got to roll with it.
Yeah. As soon as the last word was out of his mouth, you saw his face do the old.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat that one. I am.
Oh
shit.
Oh, it's good. Good. We're in a good mood. Unfortunately, Matt can't join us tonight.
Yeah.
Which is sad because
Work happens.
This is possibly the beginning of the end for this party. I don't know.
No, I really feel like Rana Rat is just gonna like stand out in front and like just absorb a bunch of damage for us guys.
Possibly.
I feel like it's her time.
We're long resting right now, aren't we? I don't even have my character.
You did a long rest.
Congratulations, us.
All right. You found that stone building. That seems to be abandoned.
Yeah. Seems to be.
Well, I mean,
seems to be.
All intents and purposes, it looks abandoned. You found a altar to Malar.
Malar. Yep. Minor deity.
God of the hunt.
Responsible for hunting and bloodlust.
Yeah.
And god of lycanthropes.
Oh. Is that meta, or do we know
that
about...
That'd be meta. That's something...
I don't know. That seems like it'd be... The pantheons or the gods in Forgotten Realms are all fairly well known. There's not a lot... Aside from guys like Bane and Merkel... Kind of keep all their plots and stuff secret.
Merkel, he was in Family Ties, wasn't he?
Yeah,
close.
Yeah.
Did I do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, I'm immune to all metagaming because I don't know what I'm doing on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So. Go team.
I would never have guessed.
I didn't know they were.
Raph, don't be mean.
Makes me really invested in exactly what is happening right now, though.
Just looking it over. The people of the Black Blood were tribes of lycanthropes that venerated Malar. So, yeah. I guess, yeah.
Black Blood. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. What? Stop being so destructive.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Which one is it? Is that,
Sora, the brown one.
Oh.
Serpy's tail is like fluid. Sora's is a hard stick that's attached to her butt.
Hard stick, huh? So you guys had a long rest there, which is good.
I think it's going to come in clutch.
It's going to come in clutch.
And then the bed becomes a fucking mimic and eats somebody.
Okay. How?
Aggressive.
Yeah, I don't.
What are those, the Venus flytrap?
I don't think we'd be that.
What's the most boring of the carnivorous plants?
Venus flytrap.
Like, the more you get into carnivorous plants, Venus flytraps are bitches.
That's
sundews? Are you fucking kidding me?
Sundews are fucking cool with the.
That's amateur hour sticky stuff.
Don't they all use the sticky stuff?
I had a pitcher
stuff?
Plant in my bathroom until my cat murked it. I don't know. I love.
Well, yeah, they smell when they start to. When they don't. What is it? They bloom like once every like 3 or 4 years or something like that.
Are you thinking about corpse flowers?
Yeah, that's what it's.
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
I think that's every 10 years.
But when they bloom, it just reeks. Yeah, it's but it's rare. It doesn't happen often. But when it does, it just...
The one at the Mutart's a tree right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge.
Also, there's a dinosaur exhibit going on at the Mutart that I'm very excited to check out.
Yep, you should.
Like all
at least once.
Dinosaur plants?
I don't know. It's just like the feature pyramid, but I have a year pass because I love the Mutart. Yeah.
We got those fucking dinosaur ferns in my backyard. They're horrible.
Horrible?
Oh, why are they horrible? You cannot get rid of them. They just fucking.
I mean, they.
So is it a dinosaur fern?
Extinction,
it's a fern
or a
from
zombie
like,
fern?
No, it's a fern from like the dinosaur days. It's that.
This one's dope. Dinosaur fern. Roll with it.
Roll with it.
Yeah. He doesn't really have a choice. It doesn't want to go anywhere. So.
Yeah, it's like you can't weed whip deep enough to kill it.
Yeah.
There's this thing called Roundup.
Yeah, I don't know. Got to bleach it or
gasoline.
Something. Gasoline.
Yeah, that'll. That's called basically salting the earth there. Yeah.
None shall.
Nothing's going to grow there for a while.
I do regret getting rid of the wild garlic.
Ooh.
You had wild garlic and you got rid of it? What's wrong with you?
Mistakes were made.
Right?
Yeah, we had a bunch of wild chives.
Many babas from back in the day. You can hear their
zombie plant. They either, you can murder them really easily or they refuse to die. There's like two different chives.
Oh, I got dill. Dill like crazy. It's everywhere.
Oh, well, dill's a weed.
No.
Same thing when people plant mint and they're like, it's growing tasty. Great. It's like, it's going to take over your yard.
Dill is not
a weed. Is that
why
you call people dill weed?
Dill is a necessity.
That is not why I call people dill weed.
Oh, I grow. Sorry, I thought I heard somebody
just went dead silent there for a second.
Yeah, I thought I heard a dog starting to puke.
Yes, but we see blah, blah, blah. Panic.
Yeah, you went full like pointer mode. You're like,
yeah.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
I can't remember what I was going to say now. No, I do dill, but it like stays in planter boxes because like that shit will take over.
Yeah, we've got all of our stuff in planters.
So we got free range dill.
Free range
dill. I'm going to start doing my plants soon. I'm very excited.
It's not even February.
I'm going to start like early March, like mid-February is my goal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That seems a little early.
You seem a little early. God.
Defensive about those plants.
Do you not want any plants?
No.
Last year, I like dropped a 4-pound zucchini off at Molly's house.
It was pretty big.
At least it wasn't in his back alley.
Yeah.
That's how you should deliver zucchini, in the back alley.
Now we know Dave's preferences. Look for that material on Patreon. That's. I mean, not that I'm judging. It's
the 20s now.
The 4-pound zucchini. That's probably like a record with Guinness or something.
Oh, no, I gave somebody a 9-pound one.
You're not getting what I'm getting at here, Chase.
No, why are you making sexual innuendos at me in the first place?
Because that's what we do.
Yeah,
so there's getting real cold in the room, you said there, Dave.
You can feel cold reading out of the room.
But we had our long rest.
You had your long rest. It is now morning.
Maybe that's why it's cold. The sun was just down and the building got, you know, a chilly effect.
I think that's what it is.
Right?
There wasn't like a fireplace or anything like that in this room that we could have like lit up throughout the night.
Possibly.
Lit up.
Would we have been smart enough to? Right. That's the question. I mean, if it's already warm enough in a room, you really don't need
One thing that Shatari knows is to get lit.
Oh,
you don't gotta get lit.
Good
if
thing
you
we're in
stay
Canada
lit.
Here. That's...
Yeah, we're allowed to get lit in Canada.
That's true.
Get that party started.
Mm-hmm. What?
So it's morning. What do you guys want to do? Chilly
chilly morning, huh? Corey is going to use prestidigitation and make everybody some warm tea.
Warm?
Like a nice
nice warm tea.
Nice little something, just like this is nice. This is, you know what, this feels like home. It's not too bad. I roll over and I look at this guy's fucking ugly face. But then I got a nice warm tea. And it's not too bad, you know?
You know, keep that up. And I'm going to force conversations between you and Ranarat. So you have to keep swapping back and forth between the voices just so I can watch.
I can't even remember how to do fucking Ranarat's voice. I did something like this.
That's basically it, yeah.
Matt does it better, though.
Well, right? I hope so. It's his character.
I would also hope so.
So what are you guys going to do? We explored this room.
We did, but now it's strangely cold, you say.
You've gone through this building.
Talking there, Chase. We can't hear you.
Oh, I was just making sounds. Do you want me to do that again? Ready?
Sure.
Are you happy? What if I do it now?
Pineapple what?
Which is this one.
Pineapple a booby?
Pineapple apple pen.
Oh.
Pineapple apple pen.
Pineapple.
That is not what it sounded like at all.
A pineapple apple
pen. Pineapple apple pen.
You know who got that stuck in my head? Amanda.
Boo. Amanda hug and kiss?
You guys know Amanda.
Wells Bar?
Oh, that Amanda. Sorry. Yes. Sorry, you sound like you're talking to us from the bottom of a well.
Oh.
She's playing with her soundboard again.
Baby Jessica.
I left with a reverb on. My apology.
Let me just auto-tune this shit. Yeah.
What's that, Lassie? You fell down the well.
I also have this button called loopback. I wonder what that does.
I mean, obviously, when we're recording is the perfect time to figure that one out.
Bet you it blows at least two headsets right off.
How to tell us you have ADD without telling us you have ADD?
So many buttons.
So many buttons.
So little time.
So you're saying that it's getting cold in here, Dave. Is there a specific area that it seems to be emanating from? Can I make some kind of a check?
Roll me a survival check.
My dad's going to get angry.
Oh, shit.
I'll roll your survival. Excuse me. Let's use purple. No, let's use red. Well, that's kind of a maroon. What a maroon. 18 plus. What survival. Did you say? Survival. 18 plus 7. So 25.
You could feel that the cold is radiating from the outside walls, or I guess the inside outside wall, right? The walls that are against the outside.
I am so confused.
The outside
now.
Walls. You know what I mean? The walls that, not the inside walls of the rooms, but the actual outside walls of the building.
But we're inside of rooms that are inside of. So would we have any? We don't have any walls that are actually going to the outside. Where there's a hallway between us. Yeah, 27,
like whatever, right?
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna assume you're gonna things that investigate no one else knows. A little bit. Like if you want to determine the source of the cold.
I do not want to. No, I'm kidding. this was the door right here to get out of here, right? Just to the north. Harum's going to just crack it open. Just a tidge, and see if cold will kind of like flows in, you know, at the bottom there.
Yes, you can see.
And how significant a difference is it?
You can see frost forming on the walls.
Oh, the fucking shit. Jesus Christ, give a girl a little bit of fucking notice about that. Jesus Christ.
Ladies, there's something odd going on with the water out there. It's freezing.
I don't know about you, I'm always cold.
I mean, that's true.
You could cut glass. No.
Sir! Okay. Is this like a detect magic, or should we just investigate a little bit more before we do something like that?
Detect magic.
Well, yeah.
I can certainly cast detect magic. Am I going to exhaust that resource first? Does molasses smell anything?
Ooh.
Mole asses.
New.
What about my sword? Does it give the heebie-jeebies?
No. I mean, obviously, I don't know if it can feel. I don't know if the sword would realize it's cold.
It can talk. It wants things. I feel like if it's sentient enough to like
it can sense
have
and it
desires,
can
it can check a vibe.
Check a vibe?
Didn't you say it had true sight out to like 120 feet or something stupid like that?
That sounds a little crazy. It does have true sight, I think.
Oh shit. Does Chitauri have to hold it up like Lion-O? Like look past the pommel and the.
Whoa. See, now you've got to do the entire thing.
I have the power.
That's He-Man. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, Lionels. Shame on you, Thundercats.
Yeah.
True sight or whatever.
Thunder.
I got none of those references.
Thundercats, ho!
I'm just thinking about like the little, you know, like the little
the periscope,
the eyeballs on top of things. You like hold it up.
No, nothing like that.
Okay, so it does have true sight to 120 feet. Can out to a specific range, see in the normal magical darkness, see invisible creatures and objects, automatically into visual illusions, exceed on saving throws against them, and perceives the original form of a shape changer or creature that is transformed by magic. Furthermore, the creature can see into the ethereal. Oh, shit. Can see into the ethereal plane. Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but Tyrulai doesn't sense anything. Let me see here. What could he roll?
Tyrulai is a good stick. Bitches love sticks.
What is Arcana? Is that that's an intelligence, right?
Yes, I believe it. Is it yeah, I think so. Yeah, intelligence. What's the matter, Chitauri?
It's way down on my character sheet.
So, Tyrulai doesn't see anything strange, doesn't feel well, I mean, it's cold, but it doesn't seem any magical cold. I couldn't understand why.
So it's just cold. Guys, do you think the dragon killed Willow and the sun's gone?
I don't think Willow
is Willow just
distracted.
Pissed off.
I don't think that Willow was responsible for the fucking sun. I think this place runs with or without her.
You think it runs with or without her?
I don't think it does. I think it's linked to her. But
like
the only one way to find
like if
out.
She's having a sad day, like it rains.
You're going full
like
Men in
that
Black.
Kind of links to her. Yeah.
The rain kind of
angry and it stayed sunny, so
fair. Well, can Chitauri very tentatively open the door or are we smash that open?
You mean like the door to get out?
Yeah, I'm gonna peek. Like I'm gonna open that like the
just the tiniest.
Okay, you open the door. A blast.
Are you opening the door to the bedroom, or are you opening it to the main
door,
the
main
not
door
the end of the hall?
The hall, teeniest tiny amount.
Wait, what? The door to the bedroom.
Oh, door to the bedroom. Oh, yeah. Okay, then you.
Yeah. That's where we're standing.
No, you open the door to the bedroom. What? Like I said, Harumph kind of looked around as well. You can see frost forming on the outside walls.
Hmm. Was there, like, footprints or anything like that in the frost?
Nope.
A clear pattern to it?
Just kind of like how frost forms when it's cold out.
Now, frost usually forms at, like, the coldest point and then, like, radiates out. Can we see where, like, the starting point of the frost was?
So smart.
Man, I am no weather doctor.
Yep.
Basically, Morley, just shut up. It's part of the fucking story.
The walls are frosty. You can see that it is a result of it radiating from outside, right? Ooh, cold is seeping through the cracks.
Do we know if it's vanilla or chocolate frosty?
It's vanilla.
What about the strawberry one?
No strawberry.
No strawberry.
I am going
frosty.
To step out of the room.
All right. It is cold in the hallway. You can see your breath.
Can I? Well,
Trump's
going to follow Chitauri.
Yeah.
On alert.
I'm going to go check out the altar again. I am curious to see if the frost has changed anything there.
Well, no, frost hasn't made it into that. It's cold in that room, but there seems to be no change to that altar at all.
Gotcha.
No change to the altar.
Yeah. No, it still seems to be the same way from when you went to bed last night. Dusty, abandoned.
I'm sorry. Not Harumph that I'm
is going to.
Sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead, Trey.
Nothing. I'm not looking at the map and noticing something that I don't think was there yesterday. Moving on.
Totally there yesterday. Wait, I gotta zoom out.
Nothing to see.
Oh, that's not supposed to be there.
Ah!
Did you hit that loop back button?
Bet you she did. Bet you that's what happened. It was a bloop black button.
That sounded like a smoke alarm.
Okay. Renarath's going to go with Harumph, and Corey's going to follow up with Chitauri.
Harumph is going to establish dominance and reinvigorate the will of the patriarchy by peeing his name onto the frost on the walls. All right,
you pee your name into the frost on the walls.
Wow. Yeah.
That's right. Establish dominance. He's going to move towards the front entryway slowly, very slowly, listening and extending his senses beyond to see if he can anything weird.
Oh, shit. It's like wide open.
Roll me perception, I guess.
I shall roll you a perception. Where's my green? There you are, greenie. Oh, wait. Spit it right out. Jesus. That's 15. You wanted a perception, you said?
Unless you're using some sort of magical
force.
Whatever.
Nope. So 19. That's a 19.
So like 19. I said, you can see it's cold. You can feel it's cold. Your breath is breathing in the coldness of the hallway. Frost is forming on the walls.
Arcane Dice Podcast presents Your Breath is Breathing.
Your breath is breathing.
Frost is frosting.
Frost is frosting.
The condensate is condensating.
The condensate is freezing.
There we go.
That'd be your breath showing. Anyways, yeah, Harumph's going to move towards the entry door and hopefully run into Chitauri coming out the other side. And then we're going to push Renarath out. No, I'm kidding.
I'm going to listen.
Should we?
Listen? Right.
Chitauri's going to listen for things. Yeah. Because I'm a bard, do I get advantage? My beautiful musical ears.
No.
Musical ears.
Didn't need that anyways. Perception?
Yep.
16.
16.
Shit.
You hear 14. Nothing. Except maybe the shallow, haggard breath of Harumph as you try to figure out what's going on in the darkness.
Dude, can you stop mouth breathing for like 2 seconds?
I'm.
Yeah, like.
But this is. I don't remember this.
Day, like, pretending to like smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, that's exactly what Harumph's doing right now.
Okay. I hear nothing. Nothing. Only good things could be on the other side of that door. Harumph, you should open it.
Yeah. All right, you find yourself again.
He says they're good things.
You find yourself
out here.
Again in that that antechamber entranceway, the one that had the stuffed, I believe, bugbear. This is the one. This is the only room that seems to have been ransacked. And again, there's that.
Oh, you went
door
right
to
in,
the
huh?
outside.
Oh yeah.
Well,
if we've already checked this room, I believe.
Corey would like to...
on our way in. What is that? What is that?
Well, that's the stuffed bug.
We looked at that before.
Yeah,
I thought it was a spider.
Oh, Jesus. Was that the thing that you were freaking out about earlier?
Yes, sure was.
What is, is it the... I think it's supposed to be a bug there.
I believe it was
owlbear.
Stuffed. Nice bugbear. Oh, owlbear. Nice owlbear. Thanks. I just had it stuffed. Harumph is going to basically kick this door open as well and step outside and be like, Chitauri says there's good things.
You kick the door open and you step outside into the bitter cold and darkness.
Chitauri, is bitter cold and darkness a good thing? That seems to go against what my senses are telling me.
People have used that way to describe me, so only good things.
Oh, God.
That you're cold and dark?
Cold and dark. And not like, the sun's... It is like middle of the night dark.
It's that you open the door, the wind hits you, and you immediately get that cold shiver run down your entire spine.
So did we, like... bunker down like midday? Is that why it's the middle of the night?
Evening.
Or was it evening?
No, it should be morning.
Oh, it should be morning.
Yep, definitely morning.
Oh, goody. Can we hear a dragon flapping about, maybe?
No. But Harumph, you recognize the goblin werebat you saw the evening before, the one asking you, begging you for help. Shivering in a tree.
Why are you in a tree?
Oh, you are the fools. Well, I don't know what you have done. But you must run. Well, she is angry. Angrier than she was at Vool.
Who's Vool?
I am Vool.
Why is she angry at you?
She was angry at me. But I think maybe she worries not so much about Vool anymore. Run. You must get out. I have seen this. You will not survive.
We don't have a way out. She said we couldn't get out either way. Do you know a way out? Is there a... somewhere you know to escape this place?
For you, I don't think there is any escape now.
Well, we're still waiting to speak to the rest of your group. What do you call a group of bats? What do we say? Is it a...
flock, a horde?
A belfry? A pack, a herd, a flock? What do you call a bunch of bats?
What are we? Bunch...
Oh my god, this is colony? Great. So,
colonies,
camp,
camp,
cloud,
clouds,
colony,
or flocks?
Flock.
Yeah. Cauldron?
I like camp. I like camp of bats.
Ooh, I like
cauldron
camp of bats.
Was another
cloud,
one.
Cloud of bats.
A cauldron. Oh, I like cauldron better.
I don't have cauldron.
Where is your cauldron?
A batch.
Of bats. Yeah, I see that one. Cauldron of bats.
Okay.
Where is the rest of your batty friends? That we can speak to them.
And bring them death?
Perhaps. Huh. Well, that's not our intent. We will hopefully bring them a solution. Compromise
is
made.
There is no solution now. You are dead. You are dead. You are dead.
I'm not dead yet.
You just do not know it. Run, fools.
Nope. Still not
Run.
Dead.
Maybe.
I've never
maybe
been big
you
on
could
running.
Survive.
Then you just die
maybe.
Tired.
Maybe. But now, no. She is coming. She is coming.
Well, if she's coming here, that means she's out of her lair. Easier prey.
Well.
For the true hunters.
All I really know is that if she is coming, she must be a far ways away, because I don't even hear her breathing hard.
Where are the rest of your
stay away,
bats, though?
You do not stay away from the colony. Stay away from my people. You are cursed. You are dead.
Well, that,
you will bring nothing but destruction.
That doesn't really seem like your decision. Perhaps we can find a mutually beneficial solution to this problem if we speak together. Well, you may not want us to. I would ask that you go and speak to your cauldron and see if they're willing to speak with us, even in these conditions of bitter cold and darkness. And if somebody comes along and kills us in the meantime, well, then you don't even have to worry about it. The problem is solved, and you'll come back and possibly find a meal. But until then, still alive.
I like his optimism.
You are more of a fool than I could imagine. You are more cursed than Vool. You are more cursed than our colony.
Well, I don't know. You have an actual curse. This is just some angry lady, so I mean, I'm sure I've had ladies angry at me before, and he looks at the three.
Oh, you're fucking sure that you have. 100%.
And I am still here, so bring it on, I say.
Perhaps you will not be saying those words soon.
But perhaps if we have the support of your cauldron,
we cannot.
It won't be us. We cannot rise up.
We cannot fight against her. We just want to live.
I don't feel this is your decision to make since you have been removed from your cauldron, but bringing us to their aid and possibly ending the plague that has prevented you from being able to properly enjoy this area. Just imagine the prestige that Vool would then hold within his cauldron. No longer the outcast, the hero of the cauldron, the hero Vool.
The only thing you can do for my people is kill that witch. But I do not think you will be able to do that now.
You say that, but with the support of your cauldron and potentially a couple of other creatures in here, she may fall. We stand stronger united.
Are you
than
daft?
Apart.
Are you insane?
No.
Our people will not fight.
Maybe.
My people will not fight.
You say that. But if they have an opportunity to strike while she is distracted or wounded, think again, Vool. Think you could be back in with your tribe. The hero. Change the tale of your people. Take this place for your own from the druid.
If you can get rid of her, we will manage. If you kill her, we will be free.
That's the thing. That doesn't seem very fair that we're doing all the work and you get all the reward there, Vool. This is one of those you have to work for your supper.
We'll get like a boot or something.
Our people are weak.
They may be weak, but they have strengths. Use them. Strike while we have her attention. Assist us in defeating her. Take this place for your own. You must fight for what you want. Not everything is free in this life or easy. Work with us. Go speak to your people. See if they will accept. We do not ask them to strike out in the open until we have engaged her and have weakened her. But if we get her down, the more of us who strike, the easier she will fall. We only ask you to help so that you can have this place. Earn this place for your own. Imagine it. This Shangri-La, all to yourselves.
I can make no promises. But
I'm not asking for promises. Speak to your people.
You should run and hide while you can. Though, here, there's no place to hide. There's no place to run.
Clearly there is, because your people are hidden away.
I don't like running.
And he flies off into the darkness.
I should have had Jatari up there with me. Making some persuasion checks.
I mean, he didn't seem like he really wanted to do it. He was genuinely concerned about his well-being.
Right?
Well, I mean, he's been ostracized from his cauldron for who knows how long. So
maybe he was the first person to fight
someone. I don't
think
he's the most courageous fellow. Well, he was biting things, all right, but he wasn't supposed to be. That's why he's banished, so.
Right. Okay, so you guys are outside. It is cold.
We are indeed outside.
Like Alberta last weekend, cold.
Sorry, Dave. I didn't quite hear you. Are you saying it's cold?
Yes. Very much so.
Is there anything left in the tree that he was in?
Hmm?
Like, did he like leave a marking or anything like that on his tree? No. This one?
Danny's necklace?
No.
Vool was here.
No, Vool was here. No, nothing like that.
Shatari is going to do Shatari things.
Right.
And
blow horns, cast dancing lights.
Yeah, cast dancing lights, but I'm going to make it look like little, like, glowing footsteps all around me.
All right. Dancing That's lights. It. Okay.
Does anybody have anything that we could potentially track where the crazy druid is?
I mean, we know where her castle, lair, hangout, whatever you want to call it.
I bet if I do a good whap whap, we'll find out where she is real quick.
A good what?
Whap whap.
Oh no.
Whap whap.
Whap whap.
What are you, a snowmobile? Brah, brah. No. You guys don't have any spells for tracking creatures, or?
I have, in this order, comprehend languages, detect magic, healing words, sleep, calm emotions, crowd of madness, pyrotechnics, bestow curse, fast friends, motivational speech, charm monster, and confusion.
Fast friends. I think that's what we need to do. Do you have to touch for that, yeah, or is that like a proximity
no.
kind of
thing? Range 30 feet.
Can be real close.
It doesn't last for a long time either, does it?
One action. Duration, concentration up to 1 hour. So that's not bad.
Oh, 1 hour worth.
When you need to make sure something gets done and you can't rely on vague promises, sworn oaths, or binding contracts of employment, the spell choose one humanoid within range that can see and hear you and that can understand you, which we know that she can. The creature must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or become charmed by you for the duration. While the creature is charmed this way, it undertakes to, and then my thing cuts off.
If you highlight over it with your character sheet with your mouse, it'll pull up the rest of the spell.
No, I did. I highlighted over it, and that's all it gave me.
Well, are you at the bottom of your screen? Scroll the spell to the top of your screen, and then do it again. And oh, that's weird. So we have no way to track her, aside from the old eyes and ears and right. senses.
Yeah?
Yeah. While the creature is charmed in this way, it undertakes to perform any services or activities you ask of it in a friendly manner to the best of its ability. You can set the creature new tasks when a previous task is completed, or if you decide to end this current task, service or activity might cause harm to the creature. Or if it conflicts with the creature's normal activities and desires, the creature can make another wisdom saving throw or try to end the effect. The save is made with advantage, or if you or your companions are fighting the creature. I knew that one. Yeah. That it gets advantage if we're fighty fight.
Fighty fight.
Oh, the glasses are on. The
glasses are on. So what are you guys going to do? It is dark. It is cold. Bitterly cold. Like minus 30 cold.
I'm going to put my bowl away and be right back.
Well, Harum's going to pull out a little extra clothing there and toss that on.
Do you have extra clothing in your character sheet?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I mean, Corey does. A couple of, like, half-burnt pants and shit.
Putting on the Incredible Hulk pants, fucking. Yeah. Do-do-do-do-do.
So, Ranomat has Hold Person.
Mm-hmm.
Great. That's good when we see her, but.
Yeah, same thing. 30 feet. Oh, sorry. This is a range of 60 feet. Yeah, 60 feet.
Well, it looks like I took some stuff from that the dead elf and drow when they when she firebombed us.
She took her low cut armor. If I remember correctly, you are wearing your low cut armor.
There's I've got a cloak and
okay.
Yeah. We weren't sure that I don't know if we cast detect magic, so I think I just picked up the stuff that was there.
Yeah.
Stripped it off her. So I have a spare cloak, so I'll throw that on as well. A dual cloak system for extra warmth.
Is this like hypothermic? Is this like last week where it's like frostbite sets in within 5 minutes?
Yes, it is extreme cold.
Should we go inside and just light a fire and wait for something to happen, or should we try to make it to somewhere?
Yeah, I'd almost say, like, should we go inside, like, get some materials together and make, like, a torch or something? Just for heat?
Well, we have torches. But torches aren't great for heat. They're more for light.
I say if I'm holding a fire close enough to me, it's warm enough.
I mean, you hold it close enough and it gets real warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some hot pockets.
There you go. Hot pocket.
Yeah, hey, do those rocks that you can make glow?
Are they warm?
Like, get warm?
No.
Well, you can do that with any rock. You just throw it in a fire and it'll warm up as long as it doesn't explode in the fire.
Right.
Toss it in your pants and off you go.
But doesn't Harumph have a thing where he can make glowing rocks?
Yeah,
do they get warm?
Light. No.
I just make light rocks. Just light. Just ambience.
Kind of like your sparkly feet.
Should we go out and I guess we have to wait for the bats to respond, so perhaps we should go back inside and wait. And Hrum's gonna go quickly in the door and close it. Well, I guess after waiting and see if they come in. And he's gonna collect up a bunch of the wood that's in this broken up room and move back into the I guess one of the these other rooms here. Looking for one that's got the like a fireplace or something that'll work as a fireplace in a smaller room so that the heat stays in the room.
Gotcha. Shatari's gonna cut open the what is this, owlbear, bugbear thing.
You're just gonna crawl in like Luke into a tauntaun?
Turn it into a jacket. That could probably make at least two coats.
That's not a bad idea, actually. An owlbear is huge.
Made the feathers.
And I mean, I think Corey's probably going to need it because her clothing is all like half trashed.
That's true.
Right.
Also,
and Ranarat's tiny.
Owl bears. If you thought they smelled bad on the outside, whew.
Their pelts sell for good because Shatari did that.
I feel like.
Do I still have those?
I feel like you get two and a half good, like, fuzzy cloaks off of that.
At least, like,
that seems
fair.
Legs and arms would make two jackets.
So Ranarat gets a half,
like,
cloak,
leg
which
wraps.
Is. Full-size cloak for Ranarat. Mm-hmm. And then Corey and Chitari get the others.
Right.
And Ruff just has a regular cloak on cloak.
Does that give me, like, a bonus to my armor class or anything like that?
No.
Your hack job on the...
Girls gotta ask.
Okay, so who got cloaks? Chitari,
Corey, and Renarant.
Yeah.
You have an owl bear for...
Might give you,
cloak.
Like, a bonus to street cred.
I'll take it.
It'll keep you warm. It's like a big, thick, furry blanket.
Right.
But yeah, Harum's going to gather up a whole bunch of the wood in here and move until he finds a room that's got a hopefully a chimney of some sort, or at least a vent hole that he can...
Let me...
And a smaller room that's easier to heat and keep most of the heat in the room.
Let me see.
Which room would be a good room?
I'm trying
for that there, Dave?
I'm just having a little extra read through the... Who's it? to see if it gives me any indications in terms of... Do-do-do-do-do.
In terms of...
Okay, so. Ah!
That That's never good news or noise coming from him. Works.
Yo, what if we went back to that spider nest and just lit it on fire?
Spider nest.
So,
way, way back at the beginning.
That's gas,
like on
copper.
Level one.
Gas copper lanterns.
No, like the first place that we slept.
1,300
on this level.
5 BTUs. Okay, so you guys are searching around this place, and you find that there's these stone switches on the wall.
Oh.
Apparently didn't notice that before. Okay.
Yeah. And when you do that, you see gas lamps that are wall-mounted come on.
Ignite.
And light up.
And they're putting out 1,350 BTU or 13,500?
I'm looking at just a gas lantern. The burner assemblies used in the lanterns in our site are rated at 1,135 BTUs for natural gas. So,
shit. Well done.
Well, it's kind of like our lanterns that we use, right? That's probably putting out around...
Yeah.
That kind of juice. So in a small room, that will actually warm it up to a reasonable level. It won't be. So yes, I'm looking for the smallest room that we can kind of squish into and stay warm in while we wait for.
Well, that'd be the forge obby there. The one in the, maybe that one, or possibly the room that has the altar to Malar in it. I mean, they're both.
Yeah.
Plus that one's got a sauna.
It does.
Sauna. That would fucking heat up.
Is it actually, we should go check that out. If it's heating up, that's a great heat sink, right? That water would be, if it's warm. And let's go check that out. Sure. Oh, yeah, totally.
I like the cut of your fucking jib.
Yeah, I like your jib too.
There you go.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, that room, because that room's got like, okay, so there's the gas lanterns. This room also has the side, each side table has 9 half burnt candles on it. So that's 18 candles. This would be the sauna there.
Oh, no.
Okay. And is the water warming up? Does it actually?
Yeah. Yeah, vents in the floor. Around the bench spew hot steam when an iron valve under the bench is turned. So,
all right. Well, now that we know this is all here, we got ourselves
But you got everybody else is in that empty apartment there. So the sauna is where the quarry is, attached to the room with the altar to Malar.
Fine, we all go into the sauna.
Come on, Chitauri.
Where's Chitauri? Sure, you coming?
Do you block that door again? The main door. Oh, Chitauri's gone.
Whoops. I clicked on the wrong spot. Did she go?
All right. Well, we kind of need it open so they can come in and talk to us if they're coming back. But I left the bell hanging on it. So if anybody walks through there, it's going to ring if they're not paying attention.
All right. All righty. I
totally forgot to put that up. So yes, Harumph is going to sit and basically meditate, tuning his senses to his hearing specifically and reaching out to listen for noises other than they're breathing and Harumph doing his watching his breath go away as the room warms up with the steam and the lantern BTU.
Temperature.
The door to the sauna open or closed?
We I mean, we would close it, right? Feels like a leading question, but I feel like we would still close it.
Yeah, wedge something under it so that it's not easy to open without. They're going to need to knack if they want to come in, if anybody wants to come in.
Okay, roll me. We're going to put, I'm going to assume Ranarat's going to be in the same room.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I just haven't moved Ran. Sorry. My bad.
All right.
There you go.
Boo.
So you're all in there. And you're listening. Is everybody listening? Or are you all just fucking hanging tight?
I'm fucking listening.
You
listening?
Okay.
I'm listening for creaks in the pipes. I'm listening for fucking enemies at the gate.
All right.
Got the radar going for watching aliens coming through the fucking ventilation shafts.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So everybody roll me a perception check.
Percepcioni. Oh, it's not terrible, but it's not great. I rolled a 13, and I have a plus 4 to perception, so 17. 17.
Okay.
17.
17. Anybody else?
Corey's got a 14 and 3, so that's also a 17.
Okay.
Ranarat has a 3.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Well done, Ranarat.
She is still not awake. She's just not paying attention. She's not a morning girl. She does not like the cold.
Can you blame her?
Yeah.
No. I am also not a morning person or person who likes the cold.
Right.
Tari, are you going to roll?
Sorry, I'm just making direct eye contact with my dog and asking Jesse to wait outside. What am I rolling for?
Chitari mind meld.
Great.
The dog wants to be.
Yeah. So I rolled a 2. What am I adding to that?
Perception.
Perception.
It's a 4.
Okay. So Ranarat got like what, a 9? 3?
Yeah,
Ranarat had a 3.
Chitari got a 4. You and Harumph got a 17.
17.
Okay. So you guys, Corey and Harumph, you can hear the bell going off.
Okay.
More than once? Is it like a whole bunch of ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling?
No. What it starts to dingle, but it sounds like it just...
somebody smothers it?
More being dragged.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Kind of critters can be dragging around a bell. Well, at least we'll know when it gets close. It's like a really big cat.
Is it dragged towards us or dragged away from us?
I would say probably towards, but I mean, you only rolled a 17.
Only?
Well, you're in a sauna behind a closed door, halfway down quite a fair bit of ways from the entranceway, which is also behind another closed door to the closed door. So I'm assuming you closed that door again, the one that is by the... Did you close that door as well?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's where the bell's located on the inside of that door, right? Okay. So when they cross over.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, then. It's getting dragged towards you.
All right. Harumph is going to slowly pop one eye open and is going to surreptitiously cast guidance on Chitauri, just so she's got a little bit of a boost for whatever next roll she might need to make, and then is going to place himself basically at the door. Does the door we're at, does it open in towards us or out into the altar of Malara?
I would say it opens in.
Okay. So I've got a piton underneath the door, like as a door jam, just so it's not going to be something easy to fucking crash open kind of thing. Is there any kind of a gap that we could be looking through? Is there anything we can see, like to see out or?
That's a good question. I mean, it is a look at the informatics on the rooms. Hot and cold water. Stone doors throughout are fitted with locks. Though they're unlocked at the present. So you can lock the door. Not really much you can see out of it. It's obviously a well-built building. I mean, it's got hot and cold water, a sauna, gas lamps. It's not, fly-by-night knockoff kind of modular home kind of place.
Talking shit about the modular homes.
Right? This isn't your sister's double wide.
Right. Well, just making sure it's good to go. And just going to wait. And I'm going to, especially to Chitauri, do the shh.
All right.
I don't like that look, Chitauri.
You don't like any of my looks.
All right. So you guys are gonna wait.
And there was nothing, no way to see out, right? You
no
said
way
that.
To see out.
Okay. All right. Can't look under the floor. Or
no, it's not really like. There's a small gap, but no gap. I mean. You would have to, you know what I mean? There's not like a huge gap. It's not a fucking bathroom stall door. It's a, it's a real door.
Yeah. But is there enough to like see feet?
Like a shadow or
you'd
something?
You'd probably be able to see shadow, but not feet.
Couldn't see
feet. You know
feet?
What the gaps underneath doors remind me of? I can't remember what it was. It was a movie about aliens where it like reaches and like grabs the underside of the door.
Yeah. Oh, that was Sixth Sense?
I don't know. Sixth Sense.
It's the one
Encounters
with Mel Gibson.
Close Encounters
no.
of the Third
No, okay, I know what you wanted to talk about. But that's one where he like, lives on a farm somewhere. I never seen it, but I know.
And his daughter gets... The alien starts ripping the door open. Anyways.
I have night terrors about that. That's all I'm thinking about when you say door gap.
All right, well.
Door gap.
I'm more worried about some of the psychopaths that exist in our world, not the... Stuff that, well, I mean.
What if it reaches underneath the door and starts tearing it apart? That sounds terrifying.
Then I've got a mace and I'm going to smash its fingers and really make it earn it. So if you don't like creatures smashing open your door there, Chase, get yourself a good old axe and.
I have multiple swords at this point.
Yeah, you don't want a sword, you want an axe for that. Axe is perfect.
It's true.
But and I'm going to. I'm going to wait and turn every sense that I've got out, and I'll try to... Chitauri, you need to listen and hear what this thing is. I don't know if it's one of the bats or something bad. So pay attention.
What if it's just bad bats?
All right, everybody... Everybody roll me a perception check.
Perception check.
I can use my new dice.
You also have a guidance on you there, Chitauri, so if you want to use that, you get a D4. I rolled a 2, so I've got a 6.
I just get to add a D4 to whatever I just rolled?
Yeah. If you want to. You don't have to waste it if it's a good roll, but...
I don't think it was good enough, but but it was good for me.
What did you roll?
Oh, so I rolled a 12 with my plus 2. It makes it a 14. With the d4 that I just rolled, it makes it a 17.
Nice, that's not bad.
Okay, so Shatari's got 17. That's what
I was like, it was good for me, but I don't think good enough.
No, that's. I rolled it. Mine total was 6, so we got to rely on Morley and or Corey right. And
Corey
and Rat to see what they've got.
I'm 17.
Yeah, a 17 last time wasn't good enough to quite figure out. So we need something high here, Morley. We need.
Okay. Well, I've rolled 1, but then I realized that I need to roll for both of them. That's really fucking good. But you know what? Okay, so I rolled. I rolled a 20. And I rolled an 18, like a natty 20.
All right.
But I don't know if I'm going to give Renarat the natty 20 or I'm going to give Corey the... You know what?
Who's got the higher perception?
Plus 2.
Cheat.
Well, we're already cheating now, right?
Corey's got the higher perception, so I'm going to do it.
So natural 20
Corey,
plus?
Corey gets the natural 20. Plus
3
for a
23. Nice. She's used to hearing footsteps in a bar. Yeah.
And Ranarat got an 18 plus 2 is a dirty 20.
Dirty 20.
Nice.
So everybody but Harumph, you can hear things moving in the hallway. You can hear something scraping on the stone as heavy, heavy shambling steps make their way towards the room that you're in.
Hey.
Is there any way to drill a hole through this woods? I got a peephole.
Remember how I said there are stone doors?
Yeah, I got... Oh, wait a minute. I think I got stone shape. Is it worth blowing that spell? No, but still. What level is that? Stone shape. Oh, I don't have it right now. It's 4th level.
That's Damn. Too bad.
Yeah, that would have been great.
That would have been great. Well,
except for blowing 4th level spell slot.
heavy breathing.
Oh, it's breathing. It's alive. Yeah. That's good. That's interesting. I'm waiting for breathing. A knock. Let's see if it's cogent. Does it enter? Do we hear it on the other side of the door?
Not yet. Well, you don't even know what's going on, really.
Based off of the speed and like the urgency of those footsteps, is it clear that it knows where we are?
Roll me a survival check.
Shit.
On it.
I give her whatchamajiggy again.
Guidance.
Yep.
I can't see.
Oh, I might not need it, but I'll take it.
I'm just gonna keep casting this on you. So,
where exactly is the door? Here is Harumph in front of the door.
Harumph is in front of the door.
Yeah, I'm basically
standing
on it. And
the other door to the room, I believe, is right there. That's what I said. Roll a survival.
Okay, and I get to add a plus a d4.
Yeah.
Okay, Ranarat is going to co-locate with Harumph, just kind of like staring underneath their legs.
Mm-hmm.
And Ranarat's going to prepare magic missile.
Okay.
Gotcha. I rolled a 20. I have a plus 4 to survival. I rolled another 3 with my d4, so 27.
27. Nice. Shatari, not only do you get the impression that this knows where you are being hunted.
Ooh, good. Great.
It is super not good. A bat.
It's not a bat. Do I think it can hear me? So if I yelled something at it, would it hear it?
What are you...
Yes.
It knows where we are.
Yeah, but you also don't be like, this is
we're
exactly
not playing Marco Polo.
There are 10 of us in here, and we're all covered in barbecue sauce.
Well, maybe Corey should prestidigitate all of our stink away.
Fucking done.
I wonder if that would work.
I mean, I've been doing it on myself, like, minute by minute.
There's some days I wish I could prestidigitate the stink away.
Shatari is going to quietly whisper that to her friends.
That you are being hunted.
They're being hunted. It clearly knows where we are. But I get the vibe from you guys that I shouldn't make any sound. Also,
that
Corey,
would blow the element of surprise.
Right?
Are we going to an ASMR video now? Everybody talks super quiet.
What are you guys going to do?
Wait. I want this motherfucker to knock on this door.
So Renarat has prepared a magic missile.
Mm-hmm.
And after Chitauri tells us about this, Corey's going to prep. Corey's going to prep a fireball.
Fireball.
So would you say we have like at least a minute before it figures us out?
Wait, in what way? Figures you out how?
Like finds out where we are.
I wouldn't call it that. If you have a minute,
can I have 60 seconds?
It's because it's taken its time. What do you need 60 seconds for?
I'm gonna say some motivational words to my friends.
Now,
in as quiet a voice as you can.
A motivational speech.
Motivational speech. 5e hard, right?
You address allies, staff, or innocent bystanders to exhort and inspire them to greatness. Whether they have anything to get excited about or not, choose up to 5 creatures within the range that can hear you. For the duration, each affected creature gains 5 temporary hit points and has advantage on wisdom saving throws. If an affected creature is hit by an attack, it has advantage on the next attack roll it makes. Once an affected creature loses the temporary hit points, the spell effect ends.
Okay. This is not a... Well... I mean, they got to be within range and they got to be able to hear you.
Yes, my friends.
We're in range.
I'm not doing a motivational speech to the creature that's hunting us.
It's a telethon.
But what I'm saying is a motivational speech is something that requires empathy and fire and vigor. So it's not really a whispered kind of...
I don't know if we can hear. As long as we tuck all our heads in, like we're huddled together, like we're going into a football huddle.
Some like quiet, reassuring words.
Okay.
Teamwork makes dream work.
Teamwork does make
dream work. You all have strong lung capacity. Don't breathe through your mouth.
High or low?
Shit.
High.
I'm so fucking high.
I love how hesitant she was with
so,
that.
So, 51 to 100.
Great numbers. Yes.
All right. I just wanted to. Okay. You start your speech.
Right. You are not garbage. It's called a trash can, not a trash cannot. We have this.
That was so fucking good. I'm writing that down.
Okay. You give your motivational speech.
The same water. Oh, I was going to keep going.
Give it. Sorry. You got an hour.
Same water that softens the potato hardens the egg.
All right, now we're going with the Russian proverbs. Life. Excellent.
Is that Russian?
No, I don't know. It's a metaphor for life. That's all you got? That's all that comes to my mind immediately. All right. Sorry.
So, your garbage cans, not garbage can nots. You're either a soft potato or a hard egg. Motivated.
What does that give us? Chase.
What?
What does that give us?
5 temporary hit points. Advantage on the wisdom saving throws.
Advantage on wisdom saves.
I'll take that plus five. Finish your speech.
Little pig.
The door bursts open.
Which door?
Ranarat.
I thought we had the door like secured and stuff like that though. Like, do we not get like a second?
Like this door bursts open, no. Or the one to the sauna bursts open?
The one to the sauna.
Even with us braced against it, holy fuck!
Okay, because I was waiting until we heard like the first door into the bedroom get busted open, and then I was gonna drop a fucking fireball in that room.
Not with the door closed.
I thought that there would be like a thump or something like that on the door to our room first.
You're going to take you and
all of my temporary hit points and damage.
It's all used up. You and Ranarat are going to take 5 points of bludgeoning damage, and you're going to fly back,
son of a bitch,
10 feet.
10 feet, so I'm in the tub. Well, at least I'm clean again and warm. And what do we see now that the door has been smashed open?
A snarling brown bear. You see another one coming into the room.
Oh, that fireball could be important right about now there, Morley.
I want everybody to roll initiative.
Shouldn't Corey and Ranarat get to fire their shots? They had them prepared, waiting for that. Do or they not?
Let's have everybody roll initiative, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Sorry.
So did you say it was a huge brown bear? Fair.
Yes.
Why would I roll that now? Oh well, that's still good.
Harumph.
Well, I rolled. Where's my initiative? There it is. Plus two. So I rolled a natural 20, and I have a plus two. So it's a 22 for initiative.
Shatari.
Dirty 20.
20.
Throws on the
Corey.
Corey has a 19 minus 1, 18.
18. Ranarat.
Fuck, Ranarat's got high initiative. Holy shit.
She's got a feat.
Yeah. Ranarat rolled a 16. Plus 7.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. 23, yeah. Yeah, holy fuck. Yeah,
that's that alert, I think it is.
Yeah, plus 5 to initiative. Okay. Yeah. So, Ranarat, then followed by Harumph, then followed by Shatari, and rounding out is Corey. Shatari, I can't help but notice I give you a magic sword, and my God, your rolls are getting better.
I want to mention that my first roll of the day was a 2.
Yeah, all right.
Chitara, you also still have 1 guidance left on you.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So you have a D4 that you can use for an ability check. Let me check. I got to check what else. You can use it for basically everything. Get down there. Where's my spells? Spells, guidance. There we are.
Shame that my
finger gets
so wrinkly and this never stays
in for long. Ability check your choice. So the target can roll on a D4 and add the number rolled to 1 ability check of its choice. So just ability check. Sorry.
And then we're going to save. So you had magic missile for Ranarat.
Yep.
And magic missile.
And then fireball from Corey.
Yeah.
And
we're going to save that for next week.
Oh! 2 bears so far. That's.
We fucked up some owl bears in the past. Wasn't there some in the the pillar area. Bear
smashing open a stone door, like, that doesn't sound like...
Sounds like bear shit. Sounds like bears.
Sounds like cocaine bear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, guys, they're after our cocaine.
Cocaine bear. Roll me an arcana or survival.
Okay.
All of us?
Oh, yeah.
Just one of us?
Yeah, if you want.
I love that dice. I hate that I can't use it, but God, I love that dice.
Arcana or survival.
Oh, well, with that natural 20 again with the old pomegranate.
Ooh.
That's a plus 7 for survival, so that's a 27.
I got 11.
11.
With my bonuses.
Like I rolled like a 6.
All right.
You're spooked.
Yeah.
Scared.
So you know, would you roll like arcana or survival?
27
arcana or survival?
I did survival. Okay. Yeah. I can do 25 for arcana. 25.
And you got a what, Chase? 11?
11 with my survival.
What would it be with arcana? Less?
9.
Let's go with the 11 survival.
I picked the 11 for survival. Made sense.
But you also, I'm going to give this one to you because you will eventually be able to cast this spell, and it is called Awaken, which is, allows you to you know, basically awaken an animal and get them to do things you want them to do.
Oh,
I enjoy that.
And in this case, what they want them to do is hunt you.
But it's only like a brown bear, though, right?
So,
yeah.
Because I know a little bit about this, can I cast like charm monster or something like that? And does it like cancel each other out, or is that
cancel
like
each other out? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What if I charm monster and my objective is to just get it to stop having any other spell effects?
Yeah. No.
Could that be a curse that I bestow?
Possibly. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how this goes, right? But it's these bears are awakened. So they're like smarter than your average bear boo-boo.
And it's cold, so they've been awakened from hibernation, so they're probably hangry. Yeah. That's great.
Wouldn't they be wanting to go back to sleep because it's cold?
Only good things for
all
us.
Right. But yeah. With keen smell. Keen. There we go. We'll figure this out next week. I'd like Ranarat to be around when I start killing y'all. Because if you think bears are it, I mean, you're going to be in.
Obviously not.
For a surprise.
In for a surprise.
In for a penny, in for a pound.
If they have such excellent smell, then I wonder if we smell like owlbear.
Also, yeah, great side note.
Mm-hmm.
Or like dead owlbear.
You guys remember they're smarter than average bears. Yeah. They're not gonna. Hey, that looks like a human, but it smells like an owlbear. Totally an owlbear.
Still confusing.
Still confusing.
Maybe
how
minus
many
one
senses?
On.
Because we're floofy like an owl bear. We smell like an owl bear. So, like, we look like an owl bear. We smell like an owl bear.
Right.
Really, the only thing left is to see if we feel like an owl bear.
I don't know if it's really going to make a difference.
Right?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Right? Who knows? But as Vool said, it has begun. He told you to run. You hunkered down.
He did.
Not a bad idea. I mean, you're out of the cold. You're out of the whatever, but we'll see how this goes.
You know what?
Oh,
I would rather die where it's warm.
right?
Right?
I 100p.
100p indeed. Which is good because it gives me time to research another thing. So.
Oh, Chitari says that she has to read our the message. Yeah, I've read it. I read the message.
I didn't read.
Bye, Chase. Not that I'm moving around a whole bunch because I'm anxious or anything like that.
It was nice to see you, Chase. Yeah. You should go.
It's nice to see me, everybody. Wow.
Chase has to pee.
Chase has to pee.
And I understand. Usually I'm the one who's gotta pee.
Water, sloshing water.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. We'll kick off. We're going to remember there is a magic missile and a fireball coming. We'll have to have Corey roll on the wild magic chart.
Guys, it's going to work out so well. It'll be like instant bear banish.
What if we all levitate like to the top of the room bear. And we're all just like big chilling out of the bear's reach?
Right?
That'd be good.
Just hang out there.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Alrighty. We see you guys next week, and we'll go from there.
Bye. Alrighty. Thanks, Dave.
You all have a good night.
Are we?
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.